We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Boy, we need a diversion this morning, and we've got a great one. Drew Cerza is with us live, the Wing King, this morning, because this is the preview to the big day, the big weekend, right?
Am I the diversion? That's a compliment, I guess, huh?
Hey,
I think so.
I do too. Are you wearing your Wing King hat?
Yeah, I'm in my car. It doesn't fit. I can't.
Well, hey, you know, we're always excited for the Buffalo Wing Festival that has gone, I mean, really, Drew, from its beginnings as kind of a something starting out to something that is truly international that it's turned into over the past few years.
It's been a long ride, but it's going to be 18 years, which is just amazing. The first year, you hope you just get through it, and then you struggle for years and years, and it's really caught on, and we started this festival right in the age of where the internet was really popping with the whole foodie craze, and the Food Network and the Travel Channel kept coming out, and, you know, wings had just gone from an appetizer to really a center of the plate. It's like the meal to go out for, not just the side dish, and you talk about international, we've got three international restaurants coming this year. We've got one from the St. Thomas Virgin Islands, which I guess is a U.S. territory, but it's a pretty long distance. And we also have one from London, England, and Mexico.
And because of that, you're really on the map, you know, for a good part of the country. The eyes are here on Buffalo over Labor Day weekend because of that.
Without a doubt. And actually, there's about four or five different journalists coming from the U.K. to cover the Wing Fest. So it's going to be some great publicity for Buffalo, and they're working with the local Visit Buffalo Niagara group to see all the other assets we have here as well. So, yeah, we'll get some good exposure for sure.
We know you like to spice it up every year, so to speak. What is going to be new this year at the Wing Fest?
Well, there's two things I'm not announcing till 11:30 today, but since I listen to BEN every morning, I guess I have to give you one of them, don't I?
Yeah, let's go.
Great.
One. You get to pick, though.
I get to pick. Okay, thank you. So, you know, I get love letters from an organization every year. I'm not going to say who they are. It's not really a love letter, but ask me to stop the Wing Fest. But, you know, we've never had vegetarian wings at the festival. And 15% of that younger group of 23 to 38, you know, are really eating more plant-based foods. So I'm proud to say that we're going to have our first real vegetarian wings at the festival this year. James and Sarah Ernst, they've got a great place called Root and Bloom Cafe over on Elmwood Avenue, and they have a traditional medium wing and a barbecue wing, and it's actually made from jackfruit. I don't know if you ever had jackfruit, but I tried them. It's got a texture like meat, and they roll them and deep fry them. They double deep fry them, and they got a great sauce, and they're actually pretty tasty.
Are you sure you didn't just make that up, jackfruit?
No. I guess it's a big, ugly thing, too. It's not, it makes a watermelon look attractive.
Wow.
Cut it up in different pieces, and it's actually really tasty, the way they make the wings.
Well, when you say tasty, I mean, does it taste like chicken, or do you not want it to taste like chicken?
The sauce, they make a great sauce, and I think that's number one. Their sauce is fantastic, okay? And I know my sauces. Their traditional medium is really good. It's deep fried, so that's a bonus. It's almost like when you have an Impossible Burger, like it's not meat, but it kind of has the texture. It's close.
Okay.
To the jackfruit. Cause I've never had I don't like them. I don't eat them, but this is the first one I actually could stomach.
So how about that? A vegetarian wing option here. I thought, you know, this whole time that the carrots and celery were good enough for me, but maybe now we'll have to try the vegetarian wing that you've got at the Wing Fest this year. Now there was there, would you say, a clamoring for that? You mentioned all the people who don't eat meat, who are, you know, walking around Buffalo and all across the country. Were people at the Wing Fest saying it would be cool to have a meatless wing?
And emails. I get probably 25 to 30 emails a year asking for vegetarian options. And a lot of it is young kids. You know, young kids are eating vegetarian style foods. So, yeah, it's been a request. So it's almost as an event. You've got to evolve, and you've got to give a customer what they want. So it's something that's been on the radar, but I finally found one that I think is worthy of the Wing Fest.
So now there truly is something for everyone at this Wing Fest. Yeah. And it's next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, August 31st, September 1st. you are continuing with the big judging of wing eating, right?
Oh, yeah, Joey Chestnut will be back in town. Yeah, Joey's really psyched. Joey actually comes in a few days early now, just to experience and have some fun. And trust me when I say Joey has some fun. You just have to follow his Instagram account. He loves Buffalo. The eaters love Buffalo, and they've really become a big part of the festival. One other addition I just wanted to mention was I actually got a call, believe it or not, from the Buffalo Bills quarterback, Josh Allen. And he was actually pitching his favorite joint, which is Double Dubs Wings in Laramie, Wyoming, which is where he went to the University of Wisconsin. So he pitched me for about 15 minutes on the phone on why they should come in, so we're going to bring him in.
Hey, that's pretty cool. So Josh Allen's favorite wing. We'll all have to tell Josh Allen how much better everything here in Buffalo is.
Yeah, and you know, there you go. I figured Josh has a year under his belt. He's eaten at the Bar Bill and different places like that. So I think it was worthy of, giving the Buffalo knowledge of wings. And we're going to bring him in. A real nice guy, Trent, from out there in Wyoming. I'm sure Josh will be around. We always try to add different folks and different things. Gabriel's Gate will be there this year. Gabriel's Gate's been named number one wings in Buffalo by different publications. So I think that'll be a nice addition as well.
How many different wing vendors will you have?
We've got 19 different wing vendors and 6 other ones. They have different foods like pizza. We have chicken wing soup. We've got desserts. We've got some Italian specialties from Folletta's, like their meatballs and things like that. So we try to give a little bit of, if people aren't into wings, God bless them if they're not. Oh, my God, I can't believe you can't be into wings, But if they're not, we have other food options as well.
Yeah, good luck eating at any birthday or graduation or anything that happens around here. Hey, just thought you should know before we let you go, there's already somebody on our text board who says jackfruit wings are awesome. Somebody from Alden checking in. So you've already got one fan and hoping you can convert more. Drew, thanks so much for joining us. We'll hear more from you a little bit later on today as WingFest prepares to get kicked off a little less than 2 weeks away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.